Let me be straight with you. This is a radio commercial for Three Small Business Insurance. The policy has no fine print. It's clear what's covered. So while you can't see the following scene, just know that this pet store is protected by Three.
Joe, did you leave the snake tank open?
Look, I don't want to point fingers, but yes.
It's biting me! Sorry, sir! I'm calling my lawyer.
They're going to need some help with this mess. Luckily, they have Three. No fine print, just exceptional coverage. Three is a product of Berkshire Hathaway Direct Insurance Company. Three. No nonsense, just common sense.
The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your attorney, accountant, and financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC.
People of Chicago, you're tuned into In the Know Radio, a show about money, investing, retirement, and life with your hosts, Craig and Leslie Bolanos, co-founders of Wealth Management Group.
It's time, America. Get your game face on.
Put your savings to work and finance the lifestyle you want with real advice from real people.
You're emotionally tied to your money.
Separate the confusion from the facts to get prepared for whatever comes your way and get it right here.
You got to make sure you've got plans for a rainy day.
What's the number you need to live out your retirement dreams?
$60 billion.
Holy cow!
Wait, did Leslie really just say $60 billion?
All you need to know is that Wealth Management Group is in the financial planning business, so you can be in the fun and retirement business. So get your retirement on, people. Their phone lines are always open at 833-WMG-PLAN. Now, here's Craig and Leslie.
Well, you can't miss it. It's all over the airwaves. It's on print. It's on TV. You're feeling it at the pump. I'm talking what's coming. Yeah, it's not even coming. It's already here. Inflation is back, and you've got to be wondering what in the world you're going to do because you got to hedge your wealth against it. So, you know, let's understand, you know, what inflation actually is. You know, inflation, of course, is nothing more than an environment in which we generally see increasing prices for goods and services that we as consumers want or need to purchase. And hence, as prices go up, inflation means it takes more of our money to buy the same goods and services that we once got for less. And if you want examples of inflation, I mean, I mentioned a couple, they're all around us. I mean, the rising price at the pump, escalating food prices. Leslie, when we go for Mexican, what does the front door say?
Any items with beef are marked up at least a dollar.
Yeah, that's a real thing. And have you looked at the cost to construct? Have you tried to buy a 2x4 at the Home Depot or Lowe's? The prices are absolutely ridiculous. And I think everybody knows what's caused this. It's not like inflation wasn't simmering in the background for a while. But anytime you have not one, not two, but three stimulus packages, the last one being worth a solid 1.9, you may as well round it up and call it 2 trillion. That's an awful lot of money. And when you put all that money in the system on top of a resurgent economy, and if you don't think the economy is resurgent on the back of vaccine rollouts, you haven't tried to travel lately. You know, we have a family member who works in travel. She calls it revenge travel. I'm like, revenge travel? What in the world are people doing? And she's like, Craig, understand that back in the day, you know, if you went to this destination, you went to this resort, there was a gold plan, a silver plan, a bronze plan. She doesn't even need to explain the plans anymore. Everybody just goes on the gold standard because there's this massive pent-up demand for spending after everyone's been hunkered down at home for the past year. So that's what's creating all this inflation, mass amounts of fiscal stimulus, resurging economy on the back of vaccine rollouts. And it's not just revenge travel, it's pent-up demand for absolutely everything. And Leslie, there is pent-up demand. I mean, who's been chomping at the bit more to get out and relive life? You or me?
Both of us.
Thank you. That's the right answer. It's both of us. Heck, we had to try to rein in the kids. You know, remember, one in college, a graduating senior. You know, they didn't miss a beat with the coronavirus. But when it comes to investing, because what I'll tell everybody, you know, let's get fancy and go stock market lingo for a minute. Near term, I'm talking now through September, That's pretty specific and near term. I would argue some of the inflation is just transitory. Transitory meaning it's temporary. These large month over month price increases we have is because of just shock demand, everybody wanting stuff at the same time, and there not being enough supply. Heck, you can't get enough people to work right now, right, Leslie?
Nope. They want their $300 extra.
Right. Well, exactly. It's the $300 per week plus the weekly unemployment that, you know, not in all states, but you do have some states who have very high generous benefits. You know, I think of states like Massachusetts, et cetera. Some people could be making as much as $1,100 a week without having to go to work. Well, if you're making $1,100 a week without having to go to work, that's more than $50,000 a year. I understand why it might be compelling, but that's not everybody. Here's the thing. If we talk longer term, it's just going to take root. We finally have inflation. And there's three broad categories of solutions that I think investors need to be focusing on. The wealth management group can help. So the first category I talk about is the most basic, you know, your most basic inflation hedge. These are the type of investments where the value goes up when inflation comes in line. What am I talking about? I'm thinking I-bonds, treasury inflation protection securities, very simple, very safe, low risk investments, great liquidity. They are not going to help you get retired and stay retired, but what they're going to do is at least preserve the purchasing power of some of your safe money, your cash. So those are the basic inflation hedges, I-bonds and TIPS. I really believe that people should go beyond the basic inflation hedge. And the next category is what we call at the wealth management group, inflation beaters. The most obvious choice, if we're talking inflation beaters, is going to be stocks. Because when you own a diversified basket of the right stocks, you know, the type of stocks that have demonstrated a long history of growing their dividend, that means you're growing your income, along with the share price, of course, that has been time and time again, a tested in the trenches strategy in order to beat inflation. It is about the long-term power of equities. And specifically, if you're moving into retirement, you need to not just own equities, but you need to own the type of equities that are going to produce income. And that means dividends, but specifically in an inflationary environment, you better have rising dividends if you want to be able to maintain your spending power and outbeat the silent killer, not hypertension, inflation. So when we go back to portfolio solutions, we're talking about the things you need to put in your portfolio when it comes to hedging out inflation. There's the most basic inflation hedges, I-bonds, treasury inflation protection securities. Then we move into inflation beaters, owning the right type of equity in a portion of your portfolio. And then we get to number three on my list, and I call them inflation trades. That's right, inflation trades. These are typically in the forms of commodities, whether it be gold, silver, energy, agriculture. And why do I list them as inflation trades? Well, I call them inflation trades because those assets, truthfully, have a lot more price volatility with them. And anytime you're incorporating an asset with more significant price volatility, your points of entry and your points of exit are absolutely paramount. And that's why I think those assets are inflation trades. So how do you incorporate these different things into your portfolio? Well, the first thing is you need to make sure that your investment advisory team, whether it's you or a professional, actually has a game plan to measure and then mitigate the inflationary pressures that are here. And again, I say now through August, September, those inflationary pressures are simply large because they're transitory. Longer term, I think we've re-entered a period of secular inflation. I mean, parts of it feel like a return to the 70s, the early 80s, when we printed all this money to stimulate jobs. Wait, history? It doesn't necessarily repeat itself, but history oftentimes rhymes, doesn't it? It sure does. So you got to get in front of this. And if you haven't specifically stress tested your portfolio for inflation, or you're unsure if your advisor is putting in place what it is you need, then I want you to take advantage of a complimentary portfolio stress test. And when you contact us at the Wealth Management Group for that portfolio stress test, we're going to go through how your portfolio will perform under various inflationary environments, the scariest being hyperinflation or stagflation. Those are the two extremes. In addition to that, I want to stress test your portfolio for all forms of rising interest rates, because what tool do we have to combat hyperinflation? It's going to be rising interest rates. And then beyond that, we talk on this program every single week that the leverage comes from taxes, taxes, taxes. I want to share with you where some of the tax landmines and inefficiencies are most likely in your existing investments, because you might not have a portfolio that has been tax appropriated to your individual 1040. How do you take advantage of the complimentary stress test? Leslie, break it down.
You can go out to our website at investwithwmg.com, or you can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN. Again, you can go out to investwithwmg.com or call us at 833-WMG-PLAN.
All right. Now, Leslie, as we're seeing these rising prices, name one thing that scares you the most if inflation gets a hold into that particular good or service that you utilize. For me, I'm shaking. I mean, we already had enough trouble with the California wildfires. I'm worried the price of red wine is going to increase any further. That's my fear. What are you thinking about these days?
I guess I never even thought about it. Like, I guess gas, just because the summer's coming and we're going to be driving up and back and forth to Wisconsin and the boat and all that stuff.
Yeah, you see these headlines about people going fisticuffs and fighting over gas on the East Coast. I made sure I put gas in the pickup truck when I drove past an ExxonMobil station.
Is there really a shortage right now?
Well, it is. Now, hey, big news. You know, they paid the ransom. It's all coming back on. But yeah, I mean, I don't see everyone running around driving an electric car yet. The gasoline, that's where I think it's most visible. So hey, inflation-proof your portfolio. Take advantage of that complimentary stress test. 833-WMG-PLAN. Invest with WMG.com.
It's more In the Know Radio with Craig and Leslie Bolanos, where their goal is to pummel you with financial know-how until you say uncle.
So for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And we just got done talking about the fact that you print all this money. It's bound to lead to inflation. We all knew it was coming. It's officially here. Well, there's something else when I think about, you know, the basic laws of physics, which is anything the government chooses to get involved with, the prices go nowhere but up. Don't believe me? Oh, I don't know. Take a look at the cost of higher education once the government got further involved. Or in this case, the cost of what, Leslie?
Healthcare.
Healthcare, absolutely. So healthcare costs have been steadily rising for years. And I know what you're thinking. It's age wave demographics and population density because of the baby boomers. No, it's because we've totally expanded healthcare. And there's good parts about it, but there's bad parts about it. And if you really think about it, over time, healthcare costs, especially in retirement, are really going to erode a good chunk of your, what I call portfolio or your nest egg, unless you pre-plan around these ideas. And healthcare comes in so many different forms. I'm not just talking about your Medicare, your Medigap, your Medicare Advantage plans. I'm not just talking about long-term care. I'm talking about the entire ecosystem that ends up being healthcare in retirement. And that is why I am so passionate time and time again of imploring people to please work with advisors that are qualified to help ensure that you utilize the only triple tax preference account known to mankind, the health savings account, because what could be better than tax-deductible contributions, tax-sheltered growth, and tax-free distributions? Because you're going to need to accumulate a big pot of money when it comes to paying for retiree health care. I mean, Leslie, you and I have cited time and time again that it might be upwards of $200,000 to $260,000 for a married couple. And if I've got that type of liability, let's call it $250,000 staring down the pipe at me, I know I'd rather pay for it with tax deductible, tax free dollars on the backside. And that's why the HSA matters so much. But listen, if we're talking about managing your health care, you know, no one wants to think about the intersection of health care and estate planning. But I want to remind everybody that we just got through, well, I don't even know if we're through it. You know, we're still in the thralls of a pandemic. And when you're in a pandemic, a lot of people get sick. And some people, unfortunately, got really sick. And because of that, you had people going on vents, you had people getting intubated, right? All of these things. And herein lies a very important document that controls the disposition and outcome of those events. It's called the Durable Power of Attorney for Healthcare. And sometimes we combine that with a living will. And remember, if you are 18 years old, so I don't care how old you are and you're listening, but I also want people to be thinking about their adult children, right, Leslie? We have adult children.
Or there's seniors who are going to be graduating and going to college. You definitely want one of these.
Absolutely. We'll story tell on this in a minute. So here's what I need to make sure happens. I need you to have that durable power of attorney for healthcare. And in that document, I'm not having you name an executor. You're not naming a trustee. You are naming an agent. And that agent's job is to simply advocate for you if you cannot advocate for yourself. How does that happen? Well, it happens if we have an acute accident, injury, or illness. We need someone to manage our care, to quarterback that care. That's going to be your agent. Leslie, you are my agent. I am likewise yours. Everyone has to name that agent because, Leslie, does the doctor tell you anything about my health conditions?
Nope.
Absolutely. In fact, Leslie, when I call Comcast to try to change our cable package, they won't even talk to me because your name's on it, not mine.
Actually, it's my dad's.
So, okay, that's a whole other story, right?
Yeah.
So when it comes, yeah, if don't even get me started on Comcast. Great stock, great investment, bad customer
service.
Ain't
in the butt to deal with.
Yes. Now, so that goes back to our theme of a company you can invest in that has a history of growing its dividend and a rising share price, right? So while Comcast might be a good inflation beater, it is definitely not a good example of customer service, my own opinion. Okay, that being said, I'm sure other people have great experiences. It's just not mine. In fact, Leslie, you know, if you name one bill that's like overtly expensive that we pay, it's what?
It's Comcast.
But I still have it.
It is because it's like back in the day when the cell phones used to have like different packages and they always got better, but no one told you that they were better priced. So it's like Comcast. It's like you have a gazillion channels and you probably watch like five of them. And nowadays, I don't even think anyone watches any of them except for like us older people who have to watch like our shows on NBC5 at night. Because the kids right now, I mean, what did Connor say when he's moving into his new house in Michigan for junior year of college? We're like, oh, you need to get cable. He's like, what do I need cable for? I watch Netflix and Hulu.
You're right. He's like, I need internet. I got plenty of content otherwise, right?
Yeah.
In fact, Leslie, you know, make it a note. On Monday, we're calling Comcast because we're probably like quintuple paying for some package now that's basically free. We just
don't make me call. That's your job.
I don't have 3 hours during the day to stay on hold.
Neither do I.
What were we talking about? Talking about healthcare. Your durable power of attorney for healthcare. If you do not have one, you need to get one. Call us, 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website, investwithwmg.com. If your kids don't have one, they need them, especially in their college. And if you've got a mom, dad, someone in your life, that generation above, you need to make sure you can advocate for them. You better make sure the document is fresh. You better make sure it complies with the statute. And we need to make sure that we go beyond naming agents. I want to make sure there is clear, unencumbered access to your medical records. That means we need a waiver for something called HIPAA. You got to have that HIPAA waiver built in. If you have old documents, you might not have them. It's time to refresh, because there would be nothing worse than getting sick, having a mutated version of the coronavirus, and you end up not getting on the vent or getting on the vent, whatever it is. There's too many horror stories I can tell you over the last 14 months of people that had old documents that led to unintended consequences. And when we're talking life and death, your health, this is a priority. 833-WMG-PLAN. Invest with WMG.com. Contact us. Let's get you the proxy statutory documents for healthcare and financial that you and your family need today. Leslie, what are some of the questions that we constantly get in and around in healthcare?
Well, the first one, you were just telling people to call, and I want first-time listeners to understand why we're asking them to call a financial advisory firm for estate planning documents. Can you explain how you can help them with those estate planning documents?
Yeah, people come to the Wealth Management Group because they finally have gotten to a point in time where they're tired of the compartmentalization of advice. People want the totality of advice. They want the completeness of advice. I do not think it's good enough when you have your investment people here, your tax people over there, your estate attorney this way, your insurance agent this way. At the Wealth Management Group, we are here to provide end-to-end services for all things that are financial. Why the name Wealth Management Group? Well, when we founded Wealth Management Group, what seems like a quarter century ago, nobody even knew what wealth management was. But for us, it was about reinstilling faith and confidence with everyone who had lost trust in the traditional model of financial advice. And when you call 833-WMG-PLAN, when you go to our website, investwithwmg.com, we provide a single portal through which you get to access multiple professionals all under one roof to get the things done that you need to improve your current financial condition for you and your loved ones. So, Leslie, that's why a financial advisor, specifically the Wealth Management Group, talks about multiple disciplines, because we are a true multidiscipline firm. And once you start incorporating that under one roof, people start getting that type of seamless, proactive service that they've been longing for. We're just a phone call away.
Okay. Now, how can you help people factor in these potentially high healthcare and long-term care costs into their retirement plan?
Well, that's because a retirement plan is more than just a number. Your retirement plan demands compartmentalization. You know, what again I mean by that is you can't just have a portfolio of all these different accounts. You need to have a specific retirement plan that measures a targeted amount that is going to be earmarked for healthcare expenses in retirement. And I would argue a number of our clients want to go further. They don't want to just identify the amount that they're going to need. We create a separate account for them that they can visibly see where they're going to go and pay all those out-of-pocket healthcare premiums, you know, or unreimbursed expenses. And that's where we use concepts like health retirement accounts, HRAs. We talk about the big one in the room, HSAs, health savings accounts. So the way we do is we provide a methodology to measure it. We provide a framework through which to identify and compartmentalize the money. And when people cannot just have a nebulous plan, they have everything broken out into chunks, it creates more relatability and it creates more confidence, because when the bills come, people know from which account they're going to get them paid, how those dollars are going to flow through their tax return, and they're going to have the confidence that they're going to be able to get to the other side. That's what the Wealth Management Group is all about.
All right. Well, you can reach us at investwithwmg.com, or you can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN. Again, that's 833-WMG-PLAN.
You want more In the Know Radio? You want more In the Know Radio? You can't handle more In the Know Radio. Yeah, you can. Welcome back. Here's more with Craig and Leslie.
So I want to talk about the avalanche issue in American financial planning right now. And it's that intersection of health insurance, long-term care, investments. How do we have this continuity of care when we get to a point that we need some help? You know, and I think about the fact that all of us are shaped by our experiences. It's our personal experiences that make us who we are. You can scour the internet, you can read textbooks, but it's what you are living through or what you have lived through that really shapes your attitudes towards different things. And I just want to tell everybody, it's expensive out there. I love my mother-in-law. She thinks she's 32 years old. She's lived with us since 2014. She's the party animal of the family, right, Leslie?
Yes, and I try to tame her down.
We got to keep her in check. But hey, Linda, party on. Now, away from that, you know, my mom's on the other side of the spectrum. Everyone gets dealt a different set of cards. I love my mom. She is utterly fantastic. But right now, mom has in-home care. And when you have in-home health care from 8 in the morning until 10 o'clock at night, well, gosh, it gets kind of expensive, right? Because if you need care 14 hours a day at $28 an hour, that's $392 per day. That works out to be $2,744 per week. Well, if there's 4 weeks in a month, that means you're talking $10,976 of care expenses per month times 12 months. That's over $130,000. And how many people can afford $130,000 of care? Now, I know the argument is we could find someone cheaper than $28 an hour, but guess what? We don't have to. Why don't we have to? Because my mom did it the right way. And my dad, he led the charge. God bless my dad. He became an angel back in 19. They saved, they invested, they followed the wealth management group way. And they also went ahead and took a look and evaluated having some level of long-term care insurance. And let me tell you, when you are spending the insurance company's money instead of your money, you're more likely to get what it is that you need, what it is that you want. But the challenge for most people is how to actually solve long-term care in today's environment. And I remind everybody that, yes, it's expensive, but it doesn't need to break the bank because there are multiple solutions that families can use to custom tailor a plan to them. Well, let's talk about how that gets done. First, you don't need to cover with insurance the entire cost of long-term care, do you, Leslie?
No.
And the reason you don't is you're going to have a sophisticated retirement plan filled with strategies that generate monthly cash flow. And because those strategies are in place, we only need to insure the amount that those strategies can't cover on their own. So married couples, Leslie and I are talking to you right now. I don't want you to do long-term care to maximize the inheritance to the kids. I want you to do long-term care so that if one of you has a stroke, one of you gets sick, one of you gets injured, your best friend in life, your husband and wife, isn't going to be financially impoverished by all the medical bills. And there's ways we can solve it. We don't have to get a policy where you pay premiums forever. We can get a policy where you can pay premiums for 5 years, 7 years, 10 years. And the best news of all, if we get this structure in place before you retire, you can go into retirement with your long-term care protection paid off. Doesn't that make sense? If retirement's all about cash flow, why would I want insurance premiums when I retire? And in addition to that, maybe you're looking to solve two things at the same time. You're looking to have a guaranteed monthly income that you can't outlive. That sounds like an annuity for a portion of your money. And then what you can do is add a long-term care rider that in some cases doubles your monthly income if you need some level of skilled nursing. So now we're creating some financial leverage. And for many people that are out there, the best way to get this done right now might be a lot of us have some level of life insurance. It's called whole life, universal life. These policies we bought back in the 80s and 90s and early 2000s, they build some cash value. They gave some protection to the family. Well, now you don't necessarily need protection and death benefit. Now you need long-term care. We can simply take those dollars and turn it into a long-term care solution for you. Those are the types of things you owe it to yourself to learn more about, because this stuff is real and I see it. Leslie, mom didn't want to live on her own. She didn't want to go to the old folks home. She wanted to come live with us because we're fun, right?
Yep. That's what she says.
That's what she says. And we are a lot of fun. Away from that, my mom, she said, your house is too crazy. There's no way I'm coming to live with you. She wants to stay home. She doesn't want to go to what she calls the, you know, old fogey home. She loves the neighborhood. She loves seeing the kids on their big wheels, on their bikes, running around. She loves the trick-or-treaters. She loves that stuff. So she put herself in a position with my dad to stay at home. I want you to be able to protect your choice too. So give the professionals at the Wealth Management Group call a day and let us work with you to create a financial strategy that leads to a documented continuity of care plan that you can take confidence in, knowing how it's going to cash flow, why it's going to be there in the future. Leslie, how do they take advantage of that?
They can go out to our website at investwithwmg.com, or they can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN. Again, that's 833-WMG-PLAN, or they can go out to our website at investwithwmg.com.
Now, Leslie, what are some of the easy things that people always ask about when it comes to long-term care? And then this way I can talk about it instead of answering emails post-show.
Sure. So I'm over 65. Are there any Medicare Advantage plans that do cover long-term care costs?
So what you're going to find is once you enroll in Medicare, if you find yourself in the hospital, not for one, not for two, but for 3 days, the first chunk of what I call your skilled nursing care, that is going to be covered by Medicare. And depending on how you structure your Advantage or Gap plan, you might have a small amount of supplemental coverage. But what I'm really focusing on, Leslie, in my care conversation is something beyond a simple rehab. I'm talking about when you need some help with the activities of daily living, for whatever reason that might be. Could be a physical thing, could be a mindset thing. We talk about dementia and Alzheimer's all day long. And for that stuff, you are not going to find that Medicare, a Medigap, or an Advantage plan is going to sustain you long-term.
Okay, what about people who've had long-term care insurance? Like my mom's had it for a really long time. Do they need to reassess it every year? Is it like Medicare where you got to choose different parts each year and make sure you're signed up, or are they good to go?
Here's what I think everyone needs to do. If you have an existing long-term care policy, I would like to refer to it as a long-term care solution, you just need to make sure you understand exactly how it works. You need to know, right, how much does it cost? How much will it pay? What specific benefits, right? You know, all you need just to understand all these components. So what I would tell someone, Leslie, is no, you don't need to annually re-benchmark any of your long-term care insurance, but you need to make sure your long-term care insurance is actually integrated into your retirement cash flow plan. And that means we got to pull back the layers in this onion and make sure you know exactly what you have and make sure that if it needs to be further customized to you, you can do that. And we can help you at the Wealth Management Group. 833-WMG-PLAN. Go out to our website, investwithwmg.com. You know, I shared that personal story with you so you know about us, you know about our family. Everything we talk about on this radio is not lip service. We come here every week because I want you to have sincere and actionable ideas that you can use to improve the lives of yourself and your loved ones financially. Everything we talk about here is TNT, tested in the trenches over the last quarter century with the existing clients of the Wealth Management Group. Stay tuned, more to come. Craig and Leslie in the know, AM 560, The Answer.
You like omelets? Good, because Craig and Leslie are back. And they're about to crack some eggs of retirement knowledge all over Chicago. Back to In the Know Radio.
So, Leslie, I think this is so relevant and timely. We got to circle back to it, which is nothing more than why is inflation rising? Because the reality is, in the United States, inflation has consistently failed to meet anybody's expectations. I mean, just look at the cost of living adjustment and Social Security. When was the last time anybody got a good COLA? It's been forever. It's been forever. You know, but the reality is, with this massive fiscal boost, the stimulus, this huge reopening surge, and the supply chain production problems. Yes, that stupid boat crashed in the Suez Canal, right? Yes, it's hard to scale up and get some people back to work. But there's so many reasons. We got supply chain issues, all sorts of logistics. I mean, by the way, you want a good job right now? Go get your CDL and become a truck driver. You're guaranteed to work and command a high wage. Leslie, I was waiting. I was sending you a signal. Like, remember, like, you know, Maverick, Top Gun, right? Goose goes to Maverick. Hey, man, if you got the name, you got the number for that truck driving school, we might need it after the flyby to the tower. No?
No idea. Right
back 1986, wasn't going anywhere. You know, we've been married like what feels like a lifetime. I thought we were on the
same
page.
Yes, but I don't watch movies 100 times over like you do.
Yes. Yeah. In fact, you know, we'll go ahead and share it. Leslie, name the movies that I watch 100, 101 times over.
Rocky. Anything with a fight scene or an action scene. And he doesn't watch the movie. He only watches the action scene.
And the training montage. It's all about the training montage with the music.
Because it's music. So all he watches on Rocky is him running on the beach or him in Russia.
Yes. Well, because the single best training montages are Rocky III with Apollo Creed. Yes. Going head to head on the beach. And then everything in the frozen tundra of Russia as he chops the Russian down with all of his training in the barn. I know it. You're hearing the music in the background right now. Okay. Shout out to John Cafferty, Hearts on Fire. All right. Back to this inflation topic. What I want to be doing is making sure you know what you do to start positioning your portfolio and then positioning your income. Because listen, the rising inflation is coming. And unless you've got a guaranteed 3% compound on your pension, you probably don't even have a pension. You better have a plan to double, if not triple, your income in retirement, or you're going to be falling short. And Leslie, you know, what are some of the common questions and things that we're talking about or people ask from time to time when it comes to this discussion of inflation proofing a portfolio and retirement income?
Well, it's basically, how can you help me? It's that simple. How can you help me with low interest rates and the threat of inflation?
Well, I'm happy you mentioned the low interest rates because it's a double whammy. You know, think about the old vision of retirement. It was so easy. You know, you had Social Security, you had some form of a pension, you had reasonably priced healthcare, and the X factor was 3% money markets, 5% CDs, and 7% bond portfolios. And that wasn't that long ago. That was 2005. But Leslie, have you seen a 3% money market, a 5% CD, or a 7% bond portfolio since 05, early 06?
Not in a long, long time.
No, so maybe that is a long time ago because we're talking some 15 years now. That could be half of someone's retirement. So retirees 15 years ago have now spent the first half of their retirement where safe money strategies haven't produced enough income to keep up with inflation. That's deadly. I mean, if inflation is a simple 4% and you have $5,000 of monthly income, at 4%, that $5,000 of monthly income is literally going to lose half of its purchasing power over the course of just 18 years. Yeah, that means $5,000 is only going to buy $2,500 of goods and services. So what are we going to do? Well, what we're going to do is we're first going to have a conversation about the retirement resources that you have. And we're going to talk about your compelling vision for the future. because I want to know what you are retiring to, or we want to know what your retirement lifestyle today is all about. And then we're going to go through that stress test. We got to stress test your portfolio for rising inflation, changes in interest rates, all those different things. And then we're going to start creating solutions custom tailored to your personal 1040, your tax preference, so that we can generate the three pillars. Leslie, let's talk about the three pillars. Pillar number one, capital matters, capital matters, capital matters. You cannot go into retirement without a plan to play defense. What makes the Chicago Bears special? We have an awesome defense. I can only hope our new quarterback and reinvigoration from Ohio State is going to make a difference on the offensive side. But you got to have a plan. Capital matters. You can't take a major hit when you're first transitioning into retirement. So you better work with investment advisors to have a strategy for risk mitigation. Pillar number two is portfolio income. I'm old school. I want to live off of the income from my portfolio. I don't want to have to rely on principal reductions. And that's hard in a low rate environment, which is why you need to use creative strategies to drive higher income. And then part number three, pillar number three, after you've ironed out capital matters, pillar one, generating sufficient portfolio income to cover your monthly needs, pillar two, then you really got to focus on pillar three. And a lot of it's what we talked about today, Leslie. It's inflation beaters and inflation trades, because we got to grow your capital balance over time in order to ensure that we grow your income. So if someone says, what can the wealth management group do? Well, we'll deliver strategies that are TNT, tested in the trenches. And that's what I think people want. They don't want some back test. They don't want some hypothetical results. They want to know how we've done it. I remember when oil was $146 a barrel. Yeah, do you remember that? I mean, right now we're in the 60s. So we've got strategies for you. Take advantage of that complimentary session today. Leslie?
You can reach us at 833-WMG-PLAN, or you can go out to our website at investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com.
So Leslie, what else do inquiring minds want to know about this topic of inflation? I mean, I granted they're interested that I watch Top Gun, Rocky movies for the training montage. What else?
How is Social Security affected by inflation, if anything?
It's a stinker. Let's just call it what it is really quick. You get the cost of living adjustment, but your Medicare premium conveniently goes up to offset that adjustment, so you never feel like you're getting ahead. Next question.
So basically, Social Security just loses its buying power.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
We can't afford to give everybody what it really is. If we gave the retired community a fair cost of living adjustment on Social Security, I don't know how we would be able to pay for it.
It would be empty before it's supposed to be empty, I'm assuming.
Yeah, we're talking 2034. Fast forward 10 years, it'd be a mess.
That would be a mess, because 2034 sounds like it may be too.
Bottom line is, you need to inflation-proof your portfolio. I need to make sure you have a mastery of what we call inflation hedges, inflation beaters, and inflation trades. You want to learn more? You can and you should. 833-WMG-PLAN, 833-WMG-PLAN. Go on out to our website, investwithwmg.com. That's investwithwmg.com. Stay tuned, more to come. Craig and Leslie, In the Know, AM 560.
The Answer.
Okay, Windy City, get ready to be blown away with a hefty gust of more financial know-how, because we're back with In the Know Radio with Craig Bolanos.
Hey, Leslie, do you know who's nervous as a long-tailed cat in a room full of rocking chairs right now?
No, who?
Everybody who hasn't yet filed their taxes because they're due tomorrow, the 17th.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you don't think there's people that have waited, let me tell you, there's a lot of people that have waited, because if there's one thing we do well in America, outside of spending money on our credit cards, we know how to procrastinate better than anybody. So, you know, and every time it's tax filing time, you know, we end up doing a, you know, a lot of media, right, Leslie? I mean, we just did, you know, WGN last minute filing tips. And hey, you know, if you want, check us out. We'll be on Fox Monday, you know, I think 8:20 in the morning, talking about something similar. But let me give you a tease, you know, and just some strategies that you can be using. There are very few things that you can do to lower your income tax bill for the previous year after the fact. Well, some of those things are: you could make a contribution to a deductible IRA. You could fund money into my favorite account, the triple tax preference account, the health savings account. For everybody who can't itemize, that's 92% of us now. I know you put some money in the red kettle when you went to Jewel Osco. You helped out the Salvation Army. You went ahead and did different things. Well, for you, there is a way to get a tax deduction on your 1040. You know, you're allowed to take a $300 charitable deduction even if you can't itemize. Make sure you mark yours down, because I'm sure you helped out if you could. It was the right thing to do. But the bottom line is, just remember, the value and what you need is not tax preparation. You need tax strategy, forward thinking. What is it that you're going to do to put yourself in a position to itemize at least once, preferably twice, before the expiration of the Tax Cut and Jobs Act? What are you doing in terms of updating your estate plan and repositioning yourself for when the new tax laws are going to come into effect that they're proposing in order to pay for the infrastructure bill? Small business owners, you're going to need to find ways to save on payroll taxes, because everyone's going to get crushed to save Social Security and Medicare. They're talking about revenue raises. That's code for tax increases. And if you want to learn more, you can. Leslie's going to provide you a way to get in touch with myself and the Wealth Management Group.
You can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN, or you can go out to our website at investwithwmg.com. Again, you can call us at 833-WMG-PLAN, or go out to our website at investwithwmg.com.
All right, it's that time. I'm getting a San Antonio skillet. I'll see you guys at Egg Harbor in Barrington. Have a wonderful Sunday, everybody. Thanks for tuning in.